The word welcome is posted in the entrance of the DeKalb School central office in 11 languages. They include Arabic, Spanish, Somali, Chinese, and Bengali.
We speak 170 different languages. We have a large percentage of refugee and immigrant students.
DeKalb Superintendent Michael Thurmond says that kind of diversity is a plus. He says the district's Ebola policy only applies to those who've come from the affected West African countries of Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. But how can DeKalb implement the plan without profiling students? Thurmond admits it's tricky.
What we have to do, of course, is weigh and balance the risks associated with this very deadly disease. And we think it is within the authority and, quite frankly, just out of an abundance of caution, is the proper thing to do here in DeKalb County.
The district updated its policy after two brothers tried to register for school. Their family had recently been in Liberia. The father worked for Atlanta-based CARE, which had cleared the students for school. Michael Thurmond said that wasn't enough.
They lacked independent medical documentation. CARE is a wonderful agency, but it's not a medical provider.
The district prefers confirmation from the CDC or a local health department. Superintendent Thurmond says once the students have that, they'll be allowed to enroll. Martha Dalton, WABE News.